delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
I don't know what it's like around your place on the weekend, but I was laying in bed and at about 6 a.m. I heard this. And do you know what it's like? I know you know what it's like because we work early mornings. Our sleep in is sacred.
Absolutely. And 6 a.m. is just about the only sleep in we get.
Exactly. So that started at 6 a.m. and I'm laying there and I'm growing more and more furious. And my window is right next to the fence of the next door neighbours.
And is it a metal fence?
Because yeah, colour bond metal fence.
Yeah, so it flicks up and it makes a tinging noise on the fence.
So I'm laying in bed, I'm growing more and more furious. So I put on my shirt, I put on a pair of shorts.
Oh, you weren't that neighbour, were you?
I was that neighbour.
Oh, Harry.
But you know when the fury just grows?
You're new here. You have to fit in.
I know, but I needed my sleep. And as I said, I turned into this troll. And so I walk out outside and I put my head over the fence. And I don't know what I was thinking because I don't know what I was going to say because, you know me, I'm not a tough guy. Like, I'm not. But I put my head over the fence and as soon as I did it, I was face to face with the guy.
Oh, my God.
Like, he was right there. He wasn't over in the distance where I could be like, what are you doing? He was right there. And he goes, excuse me, can I help you? And I was like, obviously being the tough guy I am, I had to think of something really quickly because I didn't actually want to get into an altercation with him about his lawnmower. So I said, oh, I just wanted to see your dog.
That's 6 a.m. Here you are in your t-shirt and boxer shorts. I'm a fan of dogs in general.
Well, luckily, it turns out he was really passionate about his dog. And I love dogs.
So you've blindsided him. You've distracted him.
So I distracted him. So it was great because I got a rest from the lawnmower for like 10 minutes while we talked about his dog. And then he goes, all right, well, I better get back to it. And I'm like, okay, yep, see you, Gary. Have a great day. And then this started again. And I was like, oh. So I just laid in bed and grew with fury again.
You're not very good at confrontation.
I am not good at confrontation at all, at all. So that'll be my weekend every weekend throughout summer, just lawn mowing at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, now that you've committed to that, you can't go back and like look at his dog again.
No, I know.
Exposed.
In entertainment news over the weekend, Channel 10 show I'm a Celebrity launched their new promo.
We've been the hosts of a popular show.
In the African jungle where celebrities go.
But COVID-19 has cut close to the bone. So this year we're staying home.
Kind of famous people from here and abroad have signed on for January 3.
A pop star,
renowned chef, an AFL player.
And many more.
The hosting duo Julia Morris and Dr. Chris Brown have dressed up as iconic Aussie characters. We're talking Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Mad Max, Picnic at Hanging Rock, Muriel's Wedding. And with COVID in play, the celebrities will actually be going to the bush this year, back home, rather than the South African jungle, which I love. First of all, Aussie jobs. Second of all, we get to see more of our own country on the screen. And I think the animals are deadlier here anyway.
Well, I was going to say the bush would be much tougher than the South African jungle. Like, I've been to the bush. I haven't been to the South African jungle, but I imagine the bush would be tougher.
I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
A lot drier heat.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how they all cope. But I do love this show. So we'll be bringing you updates when it is launched January 3 next year.
January 3? It comes out and they're promoting it now. Wow.
That's literally 6 weeks away.
Oh, don't. Don't. My goodness.
Presenting the one, the only.
Last week, we've been getting you date ready. You've got a date on coming this Saturday. Mm. Are you excited?
Yeah, you've made me a little bit nervous now, but I am looking forward to it. Yeah, I haven't been on a date for ages.
You were chatting to her over the weekend?
This is true, yeah.
We're all invested now, you know.
I had a little chat with her. It's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. And particularly now that I'm smooth, thanks to you.
Well, yeah, much to your disgust. I took you down on the weekend to get a back wax. How was it?
Well, we recorded it. We took our microphones down there, so you're actually going to hear what I went through after this next song. But you know, it's already, like, this was on Friday.
Mm.
It must be thick because it's already like a 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, goodness.
No, I'm just saying. I'm telling you the truth.
Does that mean you're going to have to get it done again?
No, I don't want to go through it again. Did not want to go through it again.
Well, yeah, we went down to Beautyco Muswellbrook. Thanks to the girls down there. We're going to be playing this audio for you next. To be honest, you did put on a bit of a brave face. I'm quite impressed.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Thank you. I did. Well, the problem was I was surrounded. Like, all the girls at Beautyco Muswellbrook were gorgeous. And I'm sitting there trying, like, getting waxed. And I'm like, I've got to be brave. Like, I can't cry in front of all these women.
Because for your average lady, like, getting a wax is no big deal because, like, we get it done
evidently
all the time.
Yeah.
But coming up next, in your process of getting your date ready, I'm going to play this audio.
All right.
Getting waxed.
We'll do it after Jonas Brothers.
Harry, you have a date this Saturday. I'm so excited on your behalf.
Thank you.
To get you in date shape, really, to get you date fit, I've taken it upon myself to be your date coach. You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really enjoying it. So far, you've had a doctor on.
Yeah, we need to improve your diet, so we've done that.
You've me to CrossFit.
Been off to CrossFit,
mm-hmm.
Getting in physical shape, and I thought maybe it might be nice, you know, if I was the girl that you were dating, I'd love a guy to make an effort. So we went and waxed your back on Friday. Went down to Beautyco Muswellbrook. And this is exactly what happened. We're down here at Beautyco Muswellbrook.
How hairy am I that there's a whole team involved with this?
All right, you ready?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Ow! Oh, my God, and that's not even the hairy part. I feel like when we get down to the bottom of my back, which, as you said, is the most hairy, that's going to hurt.
Yeah. Was it as painful as you were expecting?
It's very painful, yes. Even that, ow! Even that hurts. It's like stretching the hair. Oh! The father! Trying not to swear. You are enjoying this, are you?
Yes. Brace yourself.
Brace myself?
Yes.
Ah! I feel like crying. I'm going to cry in front of three women. I feel like the worst part's over.
You might have to do a celebratory run down the street with your shirt off just to show everyone.
You haven't seen the front of me yet.
We can do the front.
No, we don't have to do the front. You know, hearing that torturous piece of audio back, I noticed everyone seems to be laughing and really enjoying it, by the way.
Yeah, why not?
Really enjoying my pain.
Well, you did a great job, to be fair. You just put on a brave face.
Yeah, well, I had to. There's all girls there. I don't want to cry in front of a bunch of women. I
can't believe this is my job.
So I assume my date is on Saturday.
Oh, don't you worry. I've got a few my sleeve. Now, I think that there should be a disclaimer under the Hunter Valley sign when you're entering the Hunter Valley that this is something that happens. This is something that happened to me on the weekend when I was walking from my house to the Muswellbrook Workers Club to go to the movies.
Mm.
And it's about a 40-minute walk, and yesterday was a scorcher. And I'm still acclimatizing because I'm from Melbourne, so I've moved up from the cold into quite a dry heat area,
yeah,
as we all know. And so I decided in the middle of the day, like the idiot that I am, that I would walk to the movies. So got my backpack, got my water bottle and started walking to the movies. And you know that intersection on the New England Highway? It's sort of as you're heading south out of town, that sort of big intersection where you turn into Macca's.
I know the one you're talking about, near the golf course.
Yes,
yeah.
Near the opposite the golf course. So it's 35 degrees yesterday. I'm walking down and I'm crossing that intersection. You kind of have to like sort of cross it really quickly because it's really wide and I feel like people swing around that corner super fast. And I'm at that intersection, crossing the road, across the bitumen, and I feel something on my foot. I'm like, oh, no. Like, you know that feeling when you step in gum?
Oh, yeah.
And you like pick up your foot and you have to like scrape it off with a tissue and you look like an idiot on the side of the road because you're the idiot who stepped in gum.
Yeah, I always laugh at people when I say that.
Yeah. And I get to the other side of the road and I was like, it's not gum. Like my foot is sticking to the footpath and I didn't know what it was. So I pick up my foot and on the underside of my foot is black.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about.
No one warned me that the bitumen gets really hot.
Yeah.
And your feet stick to the ground.
So were you stuck in the middle of the intersection
here
and cars
I am,
were
like,
just...
getting a leaf, like trying to scrape off, getting a stick, trying to scrape off the bitumen off my white sneakers. But this is a PSA to everyone in the Hunter Valley. I mean, everybody probably knows this already happens and I'm just the idiot that's just learning this for the first time.
Yeah.
If you're walking around in 30 degree plus heat... don't wear white sneakers, first of all. And second of all, it's bitumen that you have to be worried about, not gum.
Yeah.
So today's 39. Don't walk around in white sneakers. That's all I have to say.
Avoid where possible.
Yes.
The Big Three.
Barabba Hunters Toyota Specialist for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
Jessica Rouse from the newsroom. Good morning. How you doing?
Morning, guys.
Hello. How are you this morning, bright and early?
Good. Bright and early. New week.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was pretty chill. Pretty chill.
What'd you get up to?
As weekend should be. Just went and saw mum and dad.
Nice.
Yeah.
So your mum and dad are in Maitland, right?
They are in Maitland.
Yeah. So you just drive down there and say hello. Oh, mum's cooking.
See?
Oh, I'm jealous.
And if you happen to have dirty washing in the car.
Just it's coincidence, Mum.
Yeah. It's just a coincidence.
I happen to like come from CrossFit. It's fine.
Let's chat about the Big Three. This is the biggest three stories you need to know this morning. There's going to be rail upgrades across the Hunter Valley network.
Yeah, there is. So starting from 6 o'clock tomorrow morning until Friday, the ARTC is doing a whole lot of work between Newcastle and Narrabri. It includes continuing the major upgrade works of some of our bridges in Musselbrook, our rail bridges. So there's going to be some road closures and things like that throughout the day and at night too. Last time the guys did some track work, there were some complaints from locals about the amount of noise that some of the machines were making during the night. Mm-hmm. So they have changed the times that they do certain things to hopefully not make as much noise at an inconvenient time.
That is a difficult one because there's so many shift workers in the Hunter Valley. So it's like you're going to upset someone either
Someone's
way.
Always, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the pokies in Victoria. There was a lot of Victorians saved a lot of money during lockdown because they weren't playing the pokies.
Yeah, a lot of money. So Victorians saved $225 million every month during lockdown from the pokies being shut, which is an insane amount of money. This new report has found Victoria saved all of that cash while they were shut up, not able to leave home and go to the pokies. So the study also found earlier this year that the casino industry actually lost a whopping $14.2 million every day during the pandemic.
Wow. Every
That's great.
Day.
Great well, that people are saving money.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm not... Pokies have never appealed to me. I've never sat and played. Mates that do it.
Yeah.
That will go to the pub together and they'll sit down, have a beer for 5 minutes and then disappear for hours.
I'm not a fan.
It's not my thing. Yeah.
No, I just find it boring.
I mean, if you put it in perspective as well, there's so many people that have lost their jobs as well, so therefore can't afford to spend money on...
Yeah, gambling.
You know, buy things that they would usually buy.
That's right.
Exactly.
Australia Post, they've done a great thing. They're allowing... Well, they're not... It's not really allowing, but they've approved that you can write Aboriginal place names as addresses now on letters.
Yes, this one's really cool. Australia Post is going to support the optional use of Aboriginal place names on mail addresses after a campaign. So the guidelines will be able to mean that people can include their traditional names, which is hugely
positive.
Exactly. So obviously some places are known by their traditional names. So many Aussies actually don't really probably know that, you know, in Musselbrook here, we have our Wanneroo Aboriginal Land Council. So you'll be able to use names that relate to that if you are from this particular area. So this is awesome. Some Indigenous names for Australian cities, like in Sydney, I'm probably not going to pronounce these correct. I'll apologise in advance. Eora
Nation,
is what you'll be able to use.
Yeah, that's correct.
And in Perth, Wajuk. I'm looking at Dana because she looks like she knows.
I know Sydney because I used to live in Sydney.
So yeah.
But I think this is hugely positive, and I've seen it happen in a lot of small businesses as well that I follow on Instagram. They'll have like your street name and then your suburb and then your city, and then you put the country of where you're living or where the address that you're sending to is.
Yeah.
So it's just about education, really, and I'm a huge fan of this.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Fantastic. Thanks for the big three, Jessica Rouse. We'll see you at 7:30 for your local news update.
No worries.
Bye.
Have just joined us for the first time on Friday's show. Dana, I don't know how it got approved, actually, but you seem to have gotten your own segment on a Friday called Dana's Thought of the Week.
Yeah, and it's something philosophical that I think that we can all go into the weekend with a happy vibe.
Well, I got a little bit jealous and I wanted my own segment as well.
But so, you've chosen something that I think you're grossly underqualified to do.
It's called Words of Wisdom, and it's where I impart words of wisdom on you, Dana, and you in the Hunter Valley. I've even made an intro for it. Here we go.
Speaking words of wisdom. With Harry.
Everybody sing along.
With Harry. With Harry. With Harry. Yeah, with Harry. Speaking words of wisdom. With Harry.
First of all, you know that's out of tune, right?
No, it's in key.
No, it's not.
I've even got a gong as well. So this is where I impart
some... I'm so sorry on behalf of Harry.
This is where I impart... It's more of a holistic way to start your week, I think. A much more relaxing way to end the show as well on a Monday. If you press the brake and the accelerator in your car at the same time, your car will take a screenshot of the windscreen.
What?
It's just advice. Just words of wisdom. I don't know if you knew that.
Take a screenshot?
Of your windscreen, yeah.
I don't get it.
So you just press the brake and the accelerator at the same time.
Is that like a joke? Are you telling a joke?
No.
Like an iPhone?
Yeah, like an iPhone, yeah.
That's dumb and not funny.
Can't think of a gift for that special someone. Steal something important to them and give it back to them on Christmas Day. They'll be really grateful to have it back.
Oh, my God. This is just proving you're a bad person.
No, I'm not a bad person.
You were talking about re-gifting earlier. That's one step further.
It's coming up to Christmas soon. Maybe now's a good time to do that as well.
Steal something of their own.
It's hot today, so you'll probably be indulging in some ice cream. It's going to get up to 39 degrees. If your ice cream is frozen too hard and you can't scoop it, just heat up your spoon in the microwave.
Don't do that. Also, disclaimer, don't do that. If you put metal in the microwave, it'll blow it up.
What a holistic way.
Do not listen to Harry.
What a holistic way to start the week, everyone. There you go. Words
horrific. Axe the segment.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.